día.
Did you hear that? This bird?
I sure did, and it's a wonderful bird.
This used to be a Republican district. Would you just say a word to him in the microphone?
I sure would. The most important decision that you'll make in your lifetime, in my judgment.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you talk?
Yeah, I'm talking. Can you hear me if I talk? Bert, we're going to find a few men to stop at Wilmington and Dover. Now, if there are any other places that were real important might do, we might send a helicopter up there and hop over to one or two. Someone suggested it someplace close to Wilmington.
Yeah, Paul. Mr. President, I think this city covered that airport covered very well. Unless you want to come into Wilmington, it's only 4 miles from here.
Now, do you think we'll do as good a job at the airport as we will do? Rather than coming downtown. What are those other places? What about Newark? How are you going to get them out there at the airport and get them to come? Will they just come?
Yeah, 40,000 there last year. Last time we got it.
Now, then we're going to Wilmington and Dover.
I'm going around shaking the hand and seeing them from all over the place.
on you.
Last poll shows the latest poll we had, which is one of the best indexes we ever had, shows about 58% right now, I think. That's the one that shows 74% on you.
Well, that's too much.
I don't know. I thought it was too, but I want to tell you, we are ahead. We're really moving here.
Who took the poll?
This is a school poll.
Yeah.
This is a school poll, which has always been one of the best indexes we've ever had.
Now, does that paper give me any hell?
No, sir. Not saying a word about
it. Is it fighting you?
They're giving us a damn good break. I've had the best news coverage I've ever had. They give us a very fair break.
Okay, all right. Much obliged. Let's go,
Harris. Wait, say hello to Harris here. Harris McDowell. Hello, Mr. President.
Hello.
Say hello to Harris here.
Hello, Mr. President.
Harris, how are you?
Oh, we're doing just great here. We're just off the drill. You're coming in Saturday, sir.
Well, I'm worried about that. My reports are not as good on Delaware as y'all. They tell me Carver's running behind. It's just never tucked with me.
No, Mr. President. I can assure you, I don't know who your pollsters are, but we just sold school polls up here of 13,000 votes. And it shows you it's 74%. But I think that's as nearly accurate as anything you see at this point.
Well, now, you and Carvel, y'all stay at it, because I sure do want y'all not taking chances.
Mr. President, we're not going to let up for one second, don't you worry. We've been through this before. We never quit.
All right, okay.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to Bertie here.
Yeah, just a minute, Mr. President.
Mr. President, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday, you know.
If they ask you what I called about, just tell them I called about my schedule.
This fella,
now, if you don't get him, you call the White House tomorrow and tell me, because he's ready to see your people. And you get a hold of him if you have to tonight. Call him at midnight and then keep calling him tomorrow morning early. That's locus 86985. It's locus 36826. You don't hear from this fella out in Detroit, you let me know about that.
Don't worry, we'll get him one way or the other.
All right.
Now, wait a minute, this guy wants to take a night train.
All right.
We're all saying goodnight to you.
Now, listen, Bert. I want you to ask him, I want to give you a message to give them.
Yes.
Tell them, in my judgment, this decision Tuesday may depend on whether we have peace in the world or whether we don't. It's the most important decision they'll ever make, and I've got to have you down there to help me.
Right, I'll tell them that.
Okay.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Operator waiting.